happen over here? Just put a fuss upon in it.
Yeah. But listen, come to London in it. If it's real, come to London in it.
Who do you look at around the league as you're studying and say, we're going to have to run through them?
Celtics.
No one in the West.
Nah, I'm fine in the West.
I'm fine in the West.
Yeah, Nicholas K, podcast point guy, what's goody?
Yeah, Cam, a.k.a. Mr. a.k.a. the man in the middle, Lash Gada.
He ain't here right now, but big up our dancing Steve Nash. Big up Mr. Ken to the K.
Dancing Steve Nash.
Dancing Steve Nash, big up him. Big up our listeners right now. This is straight audio, so shout out to our Spotify, Apple, Amazon, those guys. And yeah, the visual family, because our director isn't here, Mr. No Face, No Case. He isn't here as well. Two more people that aren't here.
Yeah, man. Podcast 6, man.
Big up my neighborhood, Sweeter Man Moss. He ain't here right now either. We're just flying the flag. But guess who we do have here, guys? Yeah. He's a guest, a familiar guest. I think we've had him on twice.
Yeah, it's him.
It's him. I'll let him introduce himself.
It's him.
It's him. Ooh,
I like that. Yeah. It's your boy, E, man. You know what I mean? I'm back again,
Yes,
representing the Bulls Nation. You already know out here. Ready to talk some basketball. Let's get it.
That's He-Man to you guys back home. That's a superhero right here. That's a superhero right here.
So if you can't tell off the energy, I've got two Bulls fans with me.
Yeah. Warm pussy.
Say something now.
I'm in trouble, man. I'm gonna do my best to be impartial and just to kind of be and not go too off with the slander, even though I'm cooking you guys today as a Laker fan.
Good luck. Good luck to you, brother.
Well, let's pod, man. Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays and
Where do you want to start with this, man? First of all, are we all good? Everyone's all good?
All good.
We're here, we're blessed. You're blessed. Breathing.
You're blessed.
Barely. My chest is mash up.
Yeah, Cam's been sick, man. You're a sick bastard. That's what he is.
That thing be going around, man. You good.
Yeah.
I started off this pod with a lovely Ja Morant clip. Let's start with that, man. Let's go straight into our Talk of the Town segment. That has been the Talk of the Town. Ja's back, you know, because he's kind of... Oh, and Bane's coming back as well, I think. His injury status has been upgraded. So he's basically saying that the West is... I took it as he's saying that the West is sweet, man. He's saying the West is sweet, man. I don't know. As you, man, at East boys.
I think he's doing two things at the same time. You know, he's saying we're just ready to get to finals, you know, face them boys out there in the Celtics. But at the same time, he's kind of throwing a little dick at them boys in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they have a little tiff and taff. They're going back and forth. So he's like, you know what, we're not going to mention you guys. The West, it's a done deal. We're going straight for the finals.
Yeah, man. You what you saying? No, don't say yeah, man. You was talking smoke before. Yeah, before you said. John Morant thinks he's a nice guy. What did you say?
I think Ja ain't got his head screwed on a bit right, man. I think those New Orleans boys nasty. Denver boys nasty. My dark horse team, don't count them out. Damian Lillard back, nasty.
Portland back, nasty.
Anthony Simons,
Cam was riding for Portland. Before the season started.
Yeah, man.
I mean, they're eighth right now, so
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Is it the eye test that's giving you this confidence, or is it...
The eye test, good question.
The eye test. I think that, well, in terms of Portland...
Yeah, yeah, like, do you believe in the coaching?
I just like Portland.
Second year? Chauncey?
I said they're a dark horse contender. Mm. I think the other teams have shown that they're probably a bit better. But okay. I just want to say the West isn't sweet. Gotcha. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
but I like the confidence.
It ain't sweet.
I know why you said it.
Like, what trajectory you see them on? Like, Raptors? Is it like a?
I think it was
Warriors. Like
all the teams.
What would you see?
All the teams between first and seventh in the West today are currently within like 2 wins of each other.
Mm-hmm. They all got 19, I think. I checked today.
Between 19 and 17 wins.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about sweet, but. I don't know what's so sweet to me.
That ain't sweet, it's man.
That's bitter.
That's
sweet. The certain teams not in that category.
That's bitter, man. Wait, what? I just cooked the stray.
No, you
if you got something to say, then just say it, bro.
No.
All right, cool.
relax. It's okay. Chill out.
Who beats the Grizzlies then? Just stay on the Grizzlies then, because I don't know. Grizzlies is exciting for me. Since we're on this, who beats Grizzlies in the playoffs? Because I think they beat...
In the West, right?
In the West, anyway, yeah.
I mean, I'm not sleeping on Luka, just saying that. Like, that boy is coming for something. I don't know what it is, but he's coming for something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's going to get outside. Something.
Yeah, yeah, Luka's outside, if man.
Grizzly boys are in his way, I'm sorry to say.
Second round exit, man.
They're going to get
it. I mean, I'll do it like this, because that's obviously a hard question. So I'll do it like this. Did they beat Portland?
Yes.
Yes.
Did they beat the Jazz?
Yes. Yes.
Did they beat the Kings?
Hell yes.
Did they beat the Clippers?
No.
No.
A healthy Clippers?
Eh?
I think. Do you like? Okay. Extreme.
Why is this Clippers hate? Oh my!
It's not hate, bro. Not the Clippers aren't that good.
Kawhi never played.
No. The problem is that
street clothes.
The problem is that the use case, not use case, the sample size is so small. Mm. But the plus minus and the ball that they play when both of their superstars are healthy is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But we got to wait to see it. But it's the potential. So we're going to say...
And they got the ace up their
best
sleeve.
Best case...
Too.
Who's the ace up their sleeve?
Tyronn Lue, baby.
Tyronn Lue.
That's the and ace up their sleeve?
And they're deep. And
the coaching changes a series.
Arguably one of the deeper teams in the West. If not the deepest.
Yes. I do feel like Powell off the bench in the playoffs is a dangerous, dangerous player. He's been on and off.
That Morris boy nice too, man.
That Morris boy nice as well. But a team like the Grizzlies punched the Clippers in their mouth, bro.
Let's see.
Blood in their mouth.
Let's see.
All right, cool. So Clippers, fine. Suns?
Devin Booker playing crazy, crazy basketball, brother.
Yeah, but that whole team.
Just answer the question, man. Yes or no, bro?
They're pulling
it's a seven game series, man. It's a long series.
They're pulling yes or no? I'm saying
I'll
no.
give it to. I give no. it. I gotta say no as well.
No. Pelicans.
I reckon the Pelicans.
See, this is I knew it. So you got the Suns beating the Grizzlies. You got the Suns beating the Grizzlies.
I think
we haven't got the Pelicans beating the Grizzlies.
I think the Pelicans have the highest upside.
Suns don't beat the Grizzlies.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Pels do.
But the Pels do. That's what I'm saying.
The Pels do.
Fact. Word.
I think the Pelicans are really fucking good.
They're really good.
And they got
B.I.
size.
It's like KD 2.0.
But B.I. ain't even playing. That's a scary thing.
That's baby
exactly.
teammate. B.I.
exactly. Even playing.
Big exactly. fucking exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen. Exactly. But sometimes when you add a player, the team gets worse.
Nah, man, these guys got
even
it.
If it's a good player.
Kind of player well, there's the main
happens,
guy.
Bro, it happens.
Two,
because
three.
Once you, sometimes you build the chemistry as a team, right? And it's just like, when even if it's a star player, when he comes in...
Obviously, he's taking shots away from
just,
somebody
it,
else,
exactly.
Right?
And it takes away a lot more than shots. It takes away just cohesiveness.
Okay, but what's it adding? 30? Easy?
Yeah.
Long?
Yeah. But I mean, listen.
Defensive?
We're going to talk about it.
Young?
We're going to talk about it.
They have the ultimate glue guy on their team in CJ McCollum.
Yeah, and it's CJ insane. Is the guy.
He's the,
you know,
he's the man.
On this pod, we once called CJ the gatekeeper for shooting guards, which isn't disrespectful. I think I once knew a man that said that is a disrespectful term. But I don't think it's disrespectful. When I think of a shooting guard, like CJ... For me, not like all star, not like the best shooting guard. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, it's like a shooting guard that you want, that you know is gonna come in and do his job. And if you're better than CJ, then you're in the upper echelon.
Oh, so you're saying he's like the
gatekeeper, bro.
Yeah, he's a bar.
He's the gatekeeper. If this was an anime and you have and you're like a Gohan version in basketball, right?
Yeah.
And you want to go to that next level, right? If you have to go to the hyperbolic chamber, guess who's there? Right. Okay. CJ McCollum.
That's the thumbnail for this podcast. It's gonna be Super Saiyan CJ McCollum.
Does that make sense?
Put it up there.
Man, painted the whole picture.
Super Saiyan in
does
the time chamber,
sense,
holding Ja Morant.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you saying Jarzan
shooting guard?
Huh?
No, I didn't say that. No, he ain't saying that. But he's just saying, like, as anybody, even point guard or shooting guard, maybe.
Ultimate professional, super interesting guy, just holds that shit together. I love CJ McCollum.
Big respects.
But yeah, sometimes when you add a player in, just go after BA. You sometimes you get worse. Like, not to say we are in talk of the town and the Celtics are crumbling.
Well.
And they added Robert Williams. He's back. And they've gotten worse.
Well, there's going to be an adjustment period. The guy was out for a while.
Yeah, but these men are...
Not them boys.
Certain Celtics boys wouldn't give us the same courtesy. We're going to give them the courtesy. When a guy comes back from a long-standing injury, it takes time to put them back in place.
Mm. And then before, they were balling out.
Yeah. I'm not too worried.
But they've now got the worst defensive rating in December. so far.
Yeah, I'm not too worried, but they're not better than the Bucks, so we're going to keep step.
I like that. I agree. Oh, I know they are better than the Bucks.
They're not better than the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Because again,
sometimes my agenda almost took me to what you were doing.
Again, no. Again, on the flip side,
yeah.
Chris Middleton has been out for a long time.
Yes,
he's had a couple of rough games.
Yes.
Ultimately, they are better than the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best player in the NBA.
What's he saying? Wait, what are you saying? So Celtics are better than the Bucks.
Let's just skip past that.
No. You got something to say, Iman?
Yeah, yeah. Do your thing, Iman. Don't let him get away with anything he's saying.
Giannis is the best player in the NBA.
Yeah. Oh, Giannis is the best player in the NBA.
The guy who's been playing with what?
Hold the phone. Who's the best player in the NBA?
Who's the best player in the NBA, Iman?
I'm biased, obviously.
Go for it. All right, who then? Who?
If I had to pick today,
yes,
I'm thinking Kevin Durant.
Get
out of here!
This guy's trapped in. I know you're
a guest,
bro.
But what are you talking about?
I'm thinking KD over Giannis. Just saying.
All right, man.
Giannis is a bad man. I'm not defensively, offensively, all of that.
You're a GM.
He's South, man.
You're a GM. Somebody puts a paper. I love my scenarios. Somebody puts a paper on your table with a list of names. Mm-hmm. Say we want one of these players. To lead our franchise?
That's a different question. Now I'm taking Zion or some shit.
Oh my gosh. What?
If I'm starting a franchise.
Right, like today. If you're starting a team, right? Say you're starting a team. Say you want
to. I'm starting a team today.
Sorry, because now you're thinking of a business mind. All right, say you want to build a team just to win the playoffs.
This year.
This year, yes. This guy, you always wants to get this.
No, because otherwise you're saying build for future.
You
want to
build a team to win a team this year. You got a list of names. Forwards.
Okay.
Forwards.
Right.
Who I'm picking first
for this year.
Yes. Who are you picking? Oh my gosh. It's Giannis, bro.
For the playoffs. If I can pick anyone around them, it'll be a close tie between Giannis, KD and LeBron.
But who are you picking first?
KD and LeBron?
If you pick for this playoffs, LeBron's got plenty left in him. Oh, you're disrespecting the guy. It'll be between them three.
But is it Giannis, though? You're picking Giannis first?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yes.
Thank you.
For the people at home, sorry about that.
We're so sorry about that. Goodness gracious me.
I just don't like saying that out loud, that he's the best player.
He is,
though. He's the best player.
We have to admit. Oh, I wanted to ask you, man, something. Mm. And this is a really, really good question. Merry Christmas. Big up everyone listening right now. I'm in my very festive mood. So if you're listening right now, tweet us at Banana Broke Crew. Tweet us I, and Cam will send you money.
And if not money, just a box, just mince fries. I got dragged in there. Listen,
just tweet I at Banana Broke Crew, and whatever happens in it. But that's it. Yeah. That's all right. So the question I wanted to ask you guys, right? This is going to be a good one.
He's doing something.
I'm doing my.
I'll leave it to him. Man.
I'm doing my Mr. Burns hands. But it's Christmas, so we're going off key. What players? So the World Cup's finished, right?
We're doing that. Okay.
Yeah, the World Cup's finished. It was great. We had a good time. Sorry about that. If anything, I was rooting for France as well, by the way. Which players? Now we don't have to do this for the whole league. We don't have to do this for the whole league because that's the next thing. But what players?
Comparison.
Yeah, what players would you compare with?
Mbappé. Morant.
So let's start with Mbappé then.
That's tough.
Who do you compare Mbappé to in the NBA? What's the NBA equivalent of Mbappé?
Oh, that's tough.
I know the answer.
Go on.
Thing is, with this, you don't have to have like fair criteria, just whatever your criteria is.
Okay.
It's fine. You don't have to say, you don't have to give me a 12 mark answer, bro, but just whatever your criteria is. But I'll start.
Go on.
Mbappé. For me, the NBA equivalent is Giannis.
Ooh.
Now, my thing is two young players, leaders of their franchises. Literally, the ball is in their court for both teams, respectfully. They've both won something of substantial.
Yeah.
Whether that's the World Cup, whether it's the NBA title, whatever you want to call it, they've won shit.
I see it.
My team is literally building around them, and the league is theirs.
I see it.
In the future. That's me.
I was going to say Morant because I see a little bit more
Morant
and a little bit more comparable, but the situation that you described is probably a bit more comparative with Giannis. So, you know,
Yeah, I think you got it spot on because there's no other.
Did you have anyone else in mind?
There's no other NBA player that's young, that's achieved quite something quite high. Like status wise, like Mbappe has won the World Cup nearly twice before the age of 24, which is like impossible. So, yeah, I think that'd be Giannis.
And then Ronaldo?
LeBron James.
Yeah, it has to be. LeBron James.
Why for
long,
you?
Longevity.
When he came in the league, took it by storm.
Expectations were high and then exceeded all of that.
Yep. Left his team.
Went to another team.
Came back to his team that he left. With that, all right. Messi.
That's a tough one.
It's a sticky one.
Who, bro?
Especially if you're going to throw in the kind of motif of them just winning the World Cup as well.
Well, listen, it's whatever your criteria is. Is it Steph?
It could be. Yeah, there you go.
Is it Steph?
Boom, bap. Steph, done.
Is it Steph?
Greatest. You got one that's literally the greatest, and one
he's not the physical specimen that his counterpart in LeBron James might be. Also just as winning, just as revered. A lot of people make the argument LeBron James versus Steph
Curry. Stars around him as well. Steph has stars. All Messi dirt, always has dirt, stars.
All dirt. Spot on.
Nice. Listen, I'm doing my thing, man.
All right, my turn.
Yeah, time to think.
All right. I did. Let's go with Dort.
Wait, what?
Lou Dort.
What's the football code equivalent to Lou Dort?
Yeah, all that. Taj Gibson over at the Wimpses.
Lou Dort. We'll leave the listeners to come back with that.
That was
three good ones, though. Right, next part I want to talk about. Obviously, we have two Bulls fans here in the room.
Okay. Indeed.
So we have to talk about what was being talked about, which is there is an apparent dysfunction
in the locker room.
Of course, you have two stars, LaVine and DeRozan,
DeMar, big man.
You know what I'm saying? Who aren't going well. Well, they weren't going well. You guys are streaking right now, two games. Congratulations. Woo. But
fakest congratulations I've ever heard in my life. Gosh.
But what's going on, man?
Well, you know, as you just mentioned, there's been rumblings of, you know, disagreements and teammates not seeing eye to eye. I've read some reports that suggest that, you know, LaVine and DeRozan have had one-to-one meetings to kind of trying to get the team back together, have some sort of agreement, kind of, like I like to say, pull in the same direction. But I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not looking too good.
I guess the ultimate question is, does the plug need to be pulled? And we're going to ask this for another team as well, but we'll start with the Bulls. Is it time to pull the plug on the Bulls?
Hey, man, I ain't get my piece in.
Oh, well, get your piece in, motherfucker.
Are you saying, like, should we be trying to go for Wemby? Is that what you're saying?
Nah. I don't think that's even possible. I'm just saying, anything's like, trade.
Anything's possible.
Trade away. Yeah, anything is possible. But trade away one of them, either LaVine or DeRozan.
Okay, and give the team to one.
And just give the team, like, maybe some prospects and make it do what it do.
But sorry, go off.
I'll go back to the problem thing. Arguments happen all the time. Mm-hmm. The argument, the issue is less about discourse and issues happening in the locker room, and more so about what we already know to be a flawed roster in its mm-hmm. in the first instance. Mm-hmm. Should they now, going on from that, because we know arguments happen in the locker room all the time. This one's just one that became public, and they seem to be happier, and they've strung together one or two wins since then. Not to say that's telling of them suddenly turning around this season. Do I think they should blow it up? It's hard to say, because you don't want to be in basketball purgatory. Wemby's, you don't want to give up that pick. So our pick is owed to the Orlando Magic, but it is top four protected. So if they want to tank, I don't think it's too difficult. Mm-hmm. I think they get rid of DeMar. I think they should retain Vooch. And I think they get rid of some other pieces and see what they can do with that. Because even that, I don't see the team being the most winning team in the world. I'd also get rid of Caruso for value. And maybe make a play at that, if that's how they're going to
do it. You guys broke my Caruso, man. Just saying.
Caruso's still balling. The problem is
wait,
it's...
what?
You can't...
You broke Caruso.
I know.
He was broken before you...
No, he wasn't. Don't say that.
You can't have one defensive linchpin, right? You got to have multiple.
Yeah, but imagine he's there. Oh, yeah, I helped the team win the title, all of that. They love me. I want this much. yeah, nah, we ain't finna give you that. Bye.
You guys didn't pay him.
That's where he got broken.
Yeah, and you could afford him.
Yeah, I know. But that's not what broke him, though. Lonzo, I'm not saying that he's been upgraded, but I saw when they spoke to him and he was like, yeah, he can walk day to day now. So he's doing like day to day.
LeVar Ball just finessed the whole league.
Man. Wait, what? How do you finesse? He's injured, bro.
Yeah, he sent the league two broken sons. LaMelo got injured, come back two games, he's hurt again. Lonzo has been missing in action for how long?
That's so
bro,
deep,
come on, man. Finesse all of us.
So what's your take on putting the plot on getting other players in there?
If you could, I just don't like this middle thing. You know, if you're not playing good enough to be challenging, you know, the playoffs, pull the plug. Straight up.
Yeah, we also don't have the assets to make that kind of big punch up. So they gotta pull the plug either completely or, as I said, just a partial pulling of the plug. And take a punt at Wemby and hope that you luck out into the top four. If the league was to freeze today with our current standing position, we have a 30% chance of getting a top four lottery pick. If it was to freeze today.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Damn, what's that, quick maths?
There's plenty of basketball left to be played.
How you do that?
I'm just out here.
Exactly. I ain't got no calculations for you. I'm not going to show you my working.
No.
30%.
No, fact check it. Yeah, try me, pussy.
We trust
me on Twitter.
What's your Twitter?
CampSolo_.
All right, there you go then. I am. Let me give my take, man. I think you guys stink. But bias aside...
Surprise, surprise.
But we don't stink enough.
Yeah, you don't stink enough. But bias aside... I don't know, man. I feel like you guys are missing something. I think you guys are missing a point guard that looks like me. He's athletic. Mm. Barely makes any mistakes.
Nate Robinson.
Cold. Russell Westbrook. No. How would you feel if Russell Westbrook was training?
Hell no.
But you know it's a high possibility, don't you?
No. I ain't mad at it.
You ain't mad at it? No. I know you ain't mad at it.
Why would you want that wrecking ball in?
He's not in a wrecking ball.
I'll give you the breakdown. Iman, how long is left on Russell's contract?
A year.
So what does that clear up? 40 million cap space. Iman, how many more games are we going to win with Russell Westbrook?
Plenty.
None. So it doesn't hurt the tanking situation. It clears up cat space.
Right.
We might even get a pick or two out of the Lakers.
For taking that up. Mm.
I hated it in the beginning, but it's a wise play. It's a wise play.
You just say goodbye to that locker room. Like any...
Fam, what is this? That's a stigma, bro. That stigma is false.
You give them something. Give them something.
You know how Westbrook is?
Bro, what? How? He's fine.
He likes being the man. He's only... Except he's a little role in LA because LeBron's there.
Yeah.
And you can't say SHIT to that man.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, when he was in Houston, nah, it's me. OKC, nah, it's me. Washington, nah, it's me. He comes to the Bulls, LaVine thinks this is my team.
That's cap.
Westbrook
bro.
Is coming, nah, it's me.
You guys need that. You need a driving force. You need a mentality like what's Westbrook on your team.
Whatever. Let him be the man. Who gives a shit? It doesn't hurt the situation in the long term.
Just know you're giving us either DeRozan or LaVine.
I mean, no.
What do you mean?
Are you going to pick up LaVine's 5 years? Is it 5 years? Are you just...
No. LaVine stays. That contract's
probably
fine.
DeRozan.
What you're giving us is enough.
Yeah, what's the Westbrook two picks?
You're giving them 27, 29 picks. Maybe.
We can get more from the Raptors. We can get more from the Knicks, who both look like teams who could use... Mm. The DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, but then
some reinforcements for the playoff, right?
There you go.
But then the East, though, you ain't trying to trade to your East to players in your East, are you?
Here's the thing. You could trade to those teams because yes, they'll get better, but they won't get better enough.
I think Russell Westbrook's a perfect
and we ain't trying to compete with them anyway. So.
And who's a young promising prospect that's struggling right now? Scotty Barnes.
Speaking of Scotty Barnes, the Raptors.
The big Raptors. No one ever talks about them. They're always just quiet up there in Canada.
Why do you think that is?
They're in Canada.
Oh.
Canada.
You think that's why?
It's cold.
So obviously Scottie Barnes isn't doing his thing right now. He isn't being that player that he should be. I think you said, I don't know if you mentioned it so far yet, but you mentioned it definitely off air, Cam, that they need all your thoughts on DeMar DeRozan. going over there. Which I actually thought was maybe that's what they need.
What, well, DeRozan coming back to Canada?
Yeah.
I like OG DeRozan Pascal.
Mm.
It's something.
It's something.
It's better.
Is it better than what they have now?
It's better than what they have now. Because Scotty's not producing. And they'll have, sorry? What are they losing that trade? Let's be optimistic. We would have to make a play at the fact that Scotty Barnes' stock is very low right now.
Mm-hmm. But the prospect is still...
And you would hope that you could have him as a young potential prospect.
Yeah.
In, which will aid in, if he's, especially if he's struggling this year, it will aid in a bit more losing. And show some potential.
Mm. And for me, Scotty's sky's the limit. I see if he was in a system like Kawhi was in San Antonio, he would flourish the same way.
Huh.
Two-way player, can be dependable, can be the third, maybe fourth option on your team for scoring.
Huh.
Very good player.
Scotty's I'd love to see him playing next to Zach.
The form is just low right now. Who's Scotty next to Zach?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Ooh.
That'd be fun.
Next year, if we had a starting lineup of Lonzo, Zach, Scotty Barnes... I don't know if Patrick Williams would be there.
you know, I think we've actually mentioned Patrick Williams.
Because that's my guy.
For the last five episodes, and I don't know how.
I don't know. He always just sneaks in there.
We always sneak him into our conversations. And I don't know how.
Boy, man.
I'm not mad at that. Patrick Williams, bro?
I'm not mad at that. But Vooch needs to be coming off the bench. Right?
I don't know. He's good. I think he's good for you lot.
I think he's fantastic.
I think Vooch is back to kind of doing Vooch numbers.
But we need a defensive presence.
But you need a defensive presence.
In the paint. Drummond ain't that.
Some rim protection, man.
Some rim protection.
Yeah, Drummond's just a rebound machine, but if there's no rebounds, he's just scoring, then we don't need you. We need the rim protector, and you can be the second guy just rebounding.
Yeah.
But no one's available like that.
That's it. No.
Going into the next part, I think we'll ride off the talk of the town for this because I think other conversations will come up from this.
What about Lakers, man? What are you guys going to do in the trade market?
Hold that thought, actually. Okay, well, all right. We'll park off what I was going to say. The Lakers. AD's out right now.
Yeah, he is.
When is he in?
Mr. Glass. I don't want to spend too much time on this.
When is he in?
I know you wouldn't want to spend too much time on this.
There's nothing much else to say. But LeBron is doing his thing. Yeah. Russell Westbrook was also out, and my boy AR-15 was out too. So listen, we lost our star players, but LeBron is back cooking, which is great. And he look, man, that guy, man, I feel like we need to just take a break and just realize how much of a phenom this guy is. You've been seeing him recently?
Yeah,
he's
games.
Going for that scoring title.
He definitely going for that scoring title. He's definitely going for that. But listen, yeah, I don't know what trades we make. I would like to see us trade Russell for something substantial, but if it's not worth it, obviously don't do it.
Russell and picks.
Yeah, I think...
That's Jeannie's problem. She don't want to live them picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want to do that. So that's why, literally, that's the only reason why I can imagine why they're taking their time. I've read so much and I've listened to so much different podcasts about it.
Who do you want?
Who do I want? We just need more... Like, we definitely need another scoring presence because even though LeBron is doing his thing... We can't go forward just going on the back of him.
Yeah, definitely not.
Game by game. It's just not good. So we need another scoring presence.
You got street clothes.
And then we just need more defense. Because our defense is fine. I like our defense. It's just, yeah, when it comes down to the stretch of making plays, it just goes a bit off. And LeBron does that thing where he, I don't know, man. Like, stats-wise, LeBron comes home with stats. But if you actually watch our games, man, that boy... That way we're doing guy, man.
Yeah?
He'd be, oh my gosh. He'd just be chucking
so
up.
Yeah, he just chucked up.
And it's like, I don't blame him because it's LeBron. And it, sometimes that shit goes in, but it's like, oh, man. Sometimes I'll just be watching like, oh, bruh. Yeah. But there's nothing else.
Mm.
There's nobody else. Lonnie is amazing. Do you know how amazing Lonnie Walker is?
He's been playing very well.
Oh my gosh, that guy is a machine. So he's good, but he's obviously not a guy down the stretch. So yeah, listen, yeah, I don't mind. There's talks about us getting Cam Reddish. Don't mind.
So does that move the needle?
I don't think. For me, it doesn't excite
Add
me that much.
Add some shooting.
It adds something, but it doesn't really excite me that
You're
much.
You know,
I want something.
I don't know. You need like some fire off the bench.
I need something like, exciting, bro.
You had like, what was it, like a 14-point lead or something, and you end up losing by like bro, 10 yeah, like, but, 3 minutes. It's like, what?
Yeah, because
how does that happen?
We have like
the defense so much.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't mind. We'll see.
I'd like to make a harsh statement. And I just want you to tell me.
That's the trade
if
I want.
True.
He wouldn't turn out.
True or false?
Okay, go on.
Is there a single realistic trade in the whole NBA that could make the Lakers a contender? True or false?
True. Oh, okay.
Would you be? True.
What is that trade?
Is there a trade that can make us contenders?
I did use the word realistic.
Oh,
realistic,
say, yeah. That's the
yeah, I did use the sure. word yes. realistic.
When you say realistic, it becomes a no. If it removes that, it's a yes.
Because no. like, well, the Hield and Turner trade.
Like, oh, here's okay. Kawhi.
The Hield and Turner trade is realistic, no?
Miles Turner is not that good. Buddy Hield has had a better season, but he doesn't move the needle like that. And Miles Turner is not that. He's also a black hole.
Miles Turner with... Wait, what do you mean by that? What'd you call him?
A black hole.
What do you mean by that, Marvel?
He doesn't pass the ball.
Oh, okay, cool.
Marvelous.
Listen. Miles Turner on our team, I think you're underestimating. With LeBron and with everybody
he
else,
like 1.22 blocks. Maybe.
He literally like just has to focus on protecting. Like he doesn't have to do as much. Our defense is really good. If you throw Miles Turner in there, and if you throw Miles Turner in there with AD being there,
but AD ain't there.
I'm just saying, but he'll come back eventually.
I mean,
your
sure,
question
maybe
was,
next year.
You're, okay, next year's 2 weeks away.
I said make you a contender.
Yes. Yeah, you said realistically make you a contender.
Realistically,
AD is back in what? 2 to 3 months. Let's just say worst case scenario.
Realistically, AD's played like 50 games over the last 3 years. Like, what are you talking about?
No, that's not true.
That's realistically.
That's not true.
How many games has he played?
You're saying realistically, bro. Let's speak realistically.
Yeah.
Let's speak realistically. So realistically, AD will be back in 2 to 3 months. Let's say even March, right? Playoffs is when? May onwards? Yeah. Late May onwards, right? Let's say that trade does happen. We have more than 2 months for AD, Miles Turner, LeBron James, Buddy Hield, and Lonnie Walker as a starting five to create cohesiveness. That's not a contender? Realistically, I'm answering his question.
No.
What? Amen?
For me, okay, I've always loved Buddy Hield. Like, for me... He's underrated AF.
With LeBron.
Do you know what I mean? Like, for me, if you had, like, a LeBron or, like, a Ja Morant, you see how Desmond Bane's blowing up? That's how I see Buddy Hield being, like, that kind of level of shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is Miles Turner. Like, does he have a Dwight Howard kind of impact? JaVale McGee, you know, anchoring that defense, mm-hmm. giving AD the opportunity to slide to the four and mm-hmm. play the position he prefers to play?
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
Come on, bro.
I don't know too, sir. Contender... It's in the West. That's the thing is you're in the West. That's why I'm struggling.
Yeah.
If you're in the East, straight contender, no questions asked.
Yeah, I like
in
that.
The West, it's a bit of a there are some good teams over there, I mean. Some good teams. I'm gonna leave it as a maybe.
A maybe. That's a cop out. I ain't listening to you because you're biased. Cam is biased.
Someone tell me the last time Anthony Davis played more than half the games in a season. Half.
More than half last season.
Mm-hmm. How many games has he played, Nick?
He played 50 something games.
Mm-hmm, he's looking at the stats right now. So you're capping.
Or well, two seasons ago.
Mm-hmm, you're capping, bro. You've got the stats in front. There's a reason you asked a question like
that. Yeah. You told me then.
He played 40 games last season. Stress. A year before that.
So that's just below half.
Yes, it is below half.
Yes.
But that's, you know, what I said.
What we're asking is 41. Carry on, Cam.
And the year before that,
36.
Stress. Yep. Carry on, Cam.
And the year before that, 62.
Yeah.
2019.
Anomaly.
No, yeah, the championship team.
The championship, the bubble one.
Like 6 months off. Yeah,
that's the one. That's the one.
Wait, sorry. When you guys last won the championship?
No. Hey, wait.
Just a question.
We're talking about AD.
I know, Chicago. 98. I'm just saying.
Goo goo gaga.
Whoa. I'm defending the question that I had stated. Right. Let's not go over that.
I'm just asking the question.
Let's not go. Yeah. Goo goo gaga. Got it. Whatever. Right. We said realistically. Again. The guy who has, in the last 2-3 years, not proven to be able to play half the games in a season, who you are so dependent on, with Buddy Hield, Black Hole Miles Turner, and Chaka Chaka LeBron James, is gonna compete for a championship.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
But yeah.
I'm asking him to change his ways.
If you put on it, like he just called LeBron James Chucka Chucka. Like LeBron's like
you
stats.
Called him Chucka Chucka.
No, I said he does that, but I didn't reduce him to that.
Season.
I said he does that, but you reduced him to that. That's a difference. His last stat is have you seen what he's done last 5 games? Had MVP numbers.
For sure.
AD, when he was healthy, he had MVP numbers.
22% shooting.
Who?
No, I'm joking.
Exactly.
No, he had a nice stretch.
He had a great stretch.
If he was healthy, he could literally go all time like one of the greatest, but the guy can't stay on his feet.
He can't stay on his feet.
It doesn't matter how good you are if you can't stay on your feet.
It ain't easy. Listen, it ain't easy. Listen, it is what it is.
Bro,
time will tell.
Bro, his ankle mid-air, bro.
No one touched him.
He touched him. For the guys who can't see what I just did, I just flicked my leg out. It was like a leg flick. And then he was done 3 months ago.
Non-contact.
Gone. Me gone.
They said D-Rose had glass knees, but this man's got glass everything.
Everything.
Eddie back soon.
2 weeks out, nipple injury.
What?
I'm chafing.
I don't want to ask how.
I don't know how you get nipple injury. That's crazy.
AD, we love
all
you.
All right, let's move on to these Xmas games for Tokyo Towns before we get to Flowers. I call the teams up. You guys just pick a side. If you want to, whatever. If you want to put a bet down, put a bet down. But let's go. 76ers and Knicks. 5 o'clock UK time.
Knicks.
76ers. Come on.
The Heat can
stop playing games.
The streak continues. Knicks.
Playing games.
I'm going to say the Knicks, man.
I'm going to say the Knicks, man.
Serious?
Yeah. I'm going to say the Knicks. And I like Philly. Like, I like Philly a lot.
Dead ass.
I got the Knicks, bro.
Dead ass.
I got the Knicks punching them in the
mouth. It was a no-brainer. I looked at it. I didn't even spend 10 seconds.
It's not a no-brainer.
It's not a no-brainer, bro.
Big stage game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid?
Because it's a big stage game.
Joel Embiid?
Because the Sixers, when it's a big stage game, bro...
Embiid doesn't...
Under the bed, bro. Embiid is going to have a great game.
Right.
But a fantastic game.
55 and 26.
Oh, he's going to have a fantastic game. But they're going to lose.
Embiid's also putting up like MVP type
numbers.
Yeah, Embiid's
doing
glossing over that. But
you need more.
If Harden decides to turn up, it's a...
See, if Harden decides to turn up, I don't think he's going to turn up.
All
right. And I think the Knicks...
Both for you on Knismas Day. What were you saying about these Knicks?
Yeah, listen.
Man, we got
if you're listening right now...
So you can cry.
If you're listening right now, please take note of our takes right now. So that once this drops, because this is dropping Christmas Eve, you're going to hear this right because it's even Christmas. So yeah, come back to us, isn't it, if we're right or wrong. But yeah, bring the receipts.
They're
bring
both
them
playing
receipts,
great over the last 10 years.
But Knicks, for me, have more.
I'm just voting with my heart. I think the league's better when the Knicks are better.
Yeah.
Because that's another team that I want to hate because they're good.
It's Madison Square Garden, right?
Yes.
That helps the Knicks a little. That helps them a little.
It helps them a lot.
Next game.
Next game is Lakers and Mavs. 7:30 UK time.
Oh yeah, the Lakers are winning, bro.
Okay, that was sarcasm. Because we all know the Mavs are cooking y'all,
I think this is going to be a good game.
There's no AD. You're getting cooked, bro.
There's no AD.
You're cooked.
If AD was playing, I would actually probably give it to you guys.
I even predict Luka Doncic gets a triple-double on y'all.
He probably will. I'm a Lakers fan, so obviously I'm going with Lakers.
I'm biased.
It's what it is.
You must
But I will say I don't think that's as much of a sure win as you might think.
And it's not.
Our defense is good.
It's not at the crypt.
Our defense is good. Remember that.
It's in Dallas.
Russ will be back. Let's
Who's stopping Luka?
Probably nobody. But that's okay.
That answers my question.
That's okay though. Tough for Luka though.
Tell it to the Clippers when they said, we'll just leave Luka around, see what he does.
That was an amazing series.
Thank you.
Or the one, Luka, when he had one leg?
Luka cooked them, boy.
When he had one leg?
Yeah. Where he stepped back and ended
with
the
one
series.
Leg.
Yes.
With one leg. That shit was crazy.
What a series.
All right. Don't need to spend too much time on this one. This is the one I want to talk about right here. Bucks and the Celtics.
Bucks!
That's a big one. That's a big one. Anyone that picks it...
10 o'clock UK time.
Without thinking, I don't know. They don't know basketball because there's so much on both sides. It's a pick'em.
He just picked it without thinking.
I know, but this is the same Bucks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me guess.
Who you got?
I'm saying Celtics, man.
I'm saying Celtics. As much as it fucking pains me to say, I have to say Celtics.
The dynamic duo, Williams is back.
As in, if I'm a betting man, it's like this. It's like you said with your heart, but like,
we can bet.
With my heart.
We can bet.
My heart says the Bucks, but I can't go with my heart for this one.
We can bet.
Because I think this is the perfect game. Celtics have been kind of slumping this month. This is the perfect game. I think it's
to prove a point.
It's in Boston as well. This is the perfect game just to bounce back. Like Jason Tatum put out a statement. He was like, "We just need to go back to having fun and just not taking this shit too seriously and just go out there and play ball." I think this is the game for them to do that. So that's why I think I can see the Celtics just doing that. Just absolutely, like, it might even be a blowout.
They're deep, man. Realize the depth those boys have.
But don't worry, when it comes to playoffs time though, I got the Bucks. Don't ever get it twisted. What I'm saying for this game. I got Celtics.
I don't know. For me, I'm seeing the Bucks' playoff run, going to the playoffs every year. It's coming to an end soon, man.
Who, Bucks?
Yes.
What, not going to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Going deep into the playoffs. Let's say going
as
deep.
As long as they've got Giannis, my brother, they're going deep, bro.
One man's not enough in this league anymore, bro.
Sadly. But Giannis is Giannis.
I know it is.
Man, we're going to have to do like a...
People are saying it's about the Brooklyn Nets. They got KD. What happened?
It's different.
Oh, they were the 8th seed and they were boo.
Yeah, different. But they said they got KD. They always have a chance because they got KD. It's just one man.
It's not one. Giannis' track record was different.
Giannis is two steps between one side and other side.
Two, bro. You can't call a travel on Giannis because he is actually there.
One hop.
He'll take two and he's there.
One hop and he's underneath the opponent's rim.
Real talk. When was the last time you seen Giannis get called for a travel? You ever seen it? Didn't think so.
If you haven't seen it, go on Twitter, type in the lab. Find Giannis right there, carrying, traveling, all of that.
I was talking about my ass.
Grizzlies Warriors, 1 a.m. UK time.
Grizzlies Warriors. Grizzlies cooking them boys, man.
They're going to slap them up bad. So bad.
Bad. Steph won't be in that game, unfortunately. No,
Draymond's going to be crying post-game.
Sorry, a quick offshoot. Yeah. Will Steph Curry ever be traded ever from the Warriors?
No.
Impossible.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Impossible.
Not happening.
It's like more Kobe likely. And the Lakers.
Exactly.
Ain't happening.
It's not happening. And then we'll finish 3:30 a.m. I don't know if we'll be awake. We'll be sleeping because of after like good food. But like Suns and Nuggets.
I don't even know who's watching that, but
I'm gonna take Joker every day, man. The best mid is gonna win this game.
Nice. He's talking my
this
language
take
now.
Is still
He's
wild.
He's talking my language.
I mean, the Nuggets. Didn't Jokic put up like some crazy numbers?
Jokic's been putting like crazy
27
numbers.
Rebounds.
That's
like,
the MVP, bro.
Insane.
He's not the MVP.
Nah, he's not winning MVP.
He's not MVP.
For the rest of his career, I think he's
second
done.
Best player in the league.
Second best player in the league?
Easy.
By the way, just to revisit
people
my...
People would argue Tatum, I've heard.
Tatum's better than Jokic.
You see,
Tatum's better than
I mean, we were saying Tatum's currently the best player in the league like a few days ago, but then we backtracked really hard. I don't know, man. Jokic is amazing.
I'd like to revisit my take of why I called him the best mid. The Rockets forward, Şengün. You see the passes he's been doing?
Very good, very nice.
On the episode, go listen to it. Jokic is the best mid episode. I can't remember what episode it was, but it was last season.
Crazy title.
When we was talking about this, you know, a lot of the rebuttals that I got was there's nobody in the league like Jokic. There will never be another person like Jokic, which is my criteria of what makes you be in the generation of miracles. Is that you can't really be? Yeah, I know you can't really be replicated. Jokic could be replicated. Şengün is for me, Jokic. Sabonis. Baby Jokic. That's all I wanted to say.
The disrespect.
That's not disrespectful.
I want to say.
I'm just saying, because you might have bamboozled by the passes. No, the hee-hees and the ha-has.
The
hee-hees
and ha-has are beautiful.
All right, so take away the passes then.
They're beautiful.
Take away the passes then.
I'll take away the passes. What I see in Jokic is what I see in Luka. Is a way where he does things like his speed, his pace, where he wants to go, he gets to, and you ain't stopping him.
Tell me
Şengün's got that.
I'm just saying.
Tell me there's a big one.
No, Şengün hasn't got that. But I'm just saying.
Tell me there's a big that's got that part. Not the passing,
Yeah, but.
That part.
To be able to make a play is pretty much Jokic, right? To be able to. He does a play that you may not see, right?
The case you've made can be applied to every single player in the NBA. Anthony Simons is a baby Jokic. Why? He scores and he passes. Take away his passing.
That's too vague. That's too vague.
Nate Robinson is.
I'm taking Jokic's best traits, and I'm showing you that somebody else.
So you're saying passing is best trait.
Passing is his best trait.
Interesting.
You don't think so?
I just said it's interesting. And I didn't think about that.
Anyway, go listen to the episode, man. I'm not going to get into it again.
Yeah,
I've retired that take because it's the best take in the whole world. It's the best take in the whole
Captain
wide
America.
World. Yeah. All publicity is good publicity, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget that. When you listen to this podcast...
I'm not saying that for publicity, though. I ain't saying it for numbers. I mean that shit. He's the best mid. But best mid isn't disrespectful.
Remember, we are not analysts.
Back-to-back MVP and mid.
We are not pundits. We are just a bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're just
a bunch of players in the history of the league have won back-to-back MVPs. And he's saying mid in the same sentence.
No, but do you believe in the MVP? Do you believe in the MVP award?
Yeah.
The Michael Jordan MVP award.
Oh yeah,
I do believe in that.
The Michael Jordan MVP.
Look at your face.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yeah, six of them things. You know how many sides it has?
I can't believe they called the MVP the Michael Jordan award.
What else is it? What else are they gonna call it?
Who else is it gonna be?
I just don't. I don't even know why they even added this.
The best player to grace the hardwood floor.
No man,
in the NBA.
So what are they going to give our boy Kobe, RIP, man?
He's already got the All-Star MVP. Game Award, bro.
That's All-Star is one day.
What do you mean?
All-Star is one day.
You win MVP once in a season.
No, but it's not a day. MVP, once you get it, it's for life. When's that time he said, oh, when was that time you was debating between players? He said, oh, but he got All-Star MVP. Imagine if I stood here right now in this point and said, Russell Westbrook got All-Star MVP.
You just said something that was silly.
No, I have not said anything.
That was the silliest basketball take.
That's cap.
Period.
That is cap.
Period.
That's cap.
Dude, bro. You got one random guy on YouTube so hot.
Yeah,
even Marco, our
one
friend
guy.
Marco.
One
the first,
guy. Oh, look
the
at that.
The first
one
time
guy.
Our friend Marco
who's the guy,
met
bro?
Nick, he thought he was a moron. Nah, he was just like, this is
cap.
The most
big up Marco. That's cap.
Ridiculous guy.
That's cap.
It wasn't cap. Oh, we can call Marco now. Here, we said we want to call someone.
Should I call Marco? All right, cool. What should we move on to now? Should we move on to flowers? So this is the part of the section where you can give your flowers to somebody from the week. Could be anybody. Could be a team. It could be a player. Could be a coach. Could be a fan base. Could be a... anybody. And if you listen to this, if you want to give your flowers of the week, then of course just add us on Twitter or Instagram, Banana Broke Crew, and yeah, give your flowers.
So
I'm going to start off with SGA, Shea Gilgeous Alexander. I'm going to start off with him. He, for me, is an absolute wrecking ball. I think he puts, and he is put, he hit a game with it this week, I believe, or last week. That was absolutely insane, man. Absolutely insane. He's even got OKC even above the Lakers right now. That's all down to him for me personally. So, SGA for my flower, man.
Okay.
Oh, I give flowers of the week goes to Nick, bro. This Jokic thing is crazy. This guy, I've never seen the heart of a champion.
That's not the criteria of flowers of the week.
Nah, man, all these roses, bro. My flowers of the week award goes to my co-host and friend, Nicholas Odetoye.
Okay, thank you.
Never change.
Okay, now somebody from the NBA, who are you going to give your flowers to?
That's funny.
Russell Westbrook. You know why? Because he reminds me of my good friend and co-host, Nicholas Odetoye.
Okay,
Nick, hold these flowers.
Okay,
brother.
Thank you. Iman, over to you. Flower of the week, bro.
Oh, shit. That was good. If I had to give flowers, I'd pick a team, man. No one talks about them enough.
Mm.
They're third, I believe, in the East, tied with the Bucks and the Celtics for the 2011 record.
Mm-hmm.
The sorry-ass Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh.
They deserve some flowers, man.
Nice. They've been balling.
I think they won 4 or 5 in a row now as we speak.
Yeah.
Then they're pushing the envelope. They're challenging in the East. I like my man Mitchell. He's balling out there, you know. So, yeah, my flowers go to the Cavaliers, man. Even though they took Lauri Markkanen from us, sad. But, yeah, we move. Yes, but apart from that, I ain't got nothing else to add.
Well, actually, quickly.
Give KD his flowers, man.
The MVP rankings, as it stands.
Good question. I don't want to see scoring rankings, because I don't know if LeBron's on
these there. These are the current Kia MVP rankings. If you just give me a quick second, I'll tell you who.
Honestly, I need surprising faces in that list.
I'll tell you who it is. Giannis is number one.
Yes, sir.
Jokic is number two.
Yes, sir.
Tatum is number three.
Yes, sir.
KD is number four.
Thank you.
Ja number five. Zion is number six.
Surprise.
That is a surprise.
Is it though?
But he has come and made an impact straight away, so that's probably why.
He's arguably the best. Well, he's the best player on. Second,
the number three in the standings. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just nice to see, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this, man.
I do want someone different. That's why even if it's Tatum, I wouldn't even mind that. Like, I want more of a story now. Like, I know this. I think it's so hard to ignore Giannis and Jokic because their stats.
Yeah.
It's just out of this world.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't want to see Tatum win the Michael Jeffrey Jordan MVP award.
You know, you don't have to say his name whenever you see the MVP award.
Oh, yes, you do.
You know, you don't have to say his name.
And that's why you'll never win the Michael Jordan Jeffrey MVP award.
Oh, really? That's why?
Yeah.
Personally, I don't want to see Tatum winning it. You know, really? I know it'll be fatigue for Giannis and Jokic. So for me, I don't think either of them will win it. Embiid's been... Embiid's snubbed so many times. Yes. He's coming like Harden. Like second. Which should be first.
He's seventh right now.
If Philly wins top two... And behind a massive Embiid season,
I think the media just doesn't like him. I don't know what it is. I think they just don't like him.
They've never been that winning of a team.
You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious?
That's suspicious.
Yeah, that's
weird.
That's what he would say. But if Zion, I think Zion or Luka take it, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, I would like to have him. All right, cool. Thanks for being with us today, man.
Come on, it's always a pleasure.
Let the people know where they can find you at. Put your name. What's your Twitter, Instagram?
Out here, Twitter, it's just Eman Main. If you can't find it, look in Nick's followings. You know my ass will be there.
Yeah.
Instagram, we'll it's it. Just Eman.
Oh, OnlyFans.
It's just no E-man. Such thing. No, no. I'm a one girl man.
It ain't just E-man no more, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. We drafted somebody.
That's nice.
First round pick.
Yeah. Always a pleasure to come on the party to boss with the boys, you know what I mean?
Love brother. Yeah, you guys know the vibes, man. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, on TikTok, all in that. Just one word, Banana Broke Crew. Wherever you are, if you're a first time listener, last time listener, third, second, fourth, fifth, sixth time listener, we appreciate you, man. Just brotherhood talking hoops, man.
Yeah, man.
Cam, any last words before we leave?
Yeah, hold that. I don't know who it is. Are you sitting at home listening to us? Ha ha, hold that.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas. Yes, sir. We out.
We out.
Nice.
Oh. Yo, beautiful, man.
That was fun.
Very.
It was fun. I felt like a real prick today.
Why? Hold that. That's why.
I felt like an extra asshole today.
You were screaming, hold that, bro, man.